Jose Melendez was visiting Miami from his hometown of San Francisco about a week before the Super Bowl. He said he's planning to cheer on his team from afar.
I'm not going. I can't afford it. It's too expensive.
He was wearing a bright red 49ers jersey at a Super Bowl adjacent event at Bayfront Park in downtown Miami. It's a free festival put on by the local host committee. Melendez said he didn't expect to run into an environmental village.
I was shocked to see all this about environment, you know, but this is different.
There were virtual reality headsets that took people underwater without getting wet.
We're going to slide this on your face. You see any coral, fishes, like plants?
People could also take photos on an airboat, a popular tourist attraction in the Everglades. Melendez said the display opened his eyes.
And I see how the Everglades is so important to the ecosystem with the ocean.
Miami has hosted the Super Bowl 11 times, more than any other city. But it's the first time that the local host committee has decided to make this kind of awareness campaign focused on the environment, called Ocean to Everglades.
Hard Rock Stadium sits right in the middle from the Atlantic Ocean and to the Everglades to its west.
Eric Eichenberg runs the nonprofit Everglades Foundation, one of the main groups putting on the campaign surrounding the Super Bowl.
When they turn on the tap at home to drink water, to wash their cars, to go in their pool, whatever it might be, the water supply that they're benefiting from comes from the Everglades.
Millions of Floridians get their drinking water from the Biscayne Aquifer, located a few feet below the southeastern Everglades. The ecosystem filters excess nutrients and keeps out seawater. That's partly why some environmentalists are calling for restoration of the so-called River of Grass. Its health impacts a large source of fresh water underground. The environmental campaign not only focuses on the Everglades, but also plastics in the ocean, invasive species, and algae blooms.
Over the last 6 years, we've had states of emergency due to red tide and blue-green algae. So this has become mainstream. You now have an administration and a governor who wants to fix it, who wants to change it.
Average citizen, regardless of party, regardless of part of the state, you know, they all want to see Florida's environment tended to. They care about.
That's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing the launch of the Ocean to Everglades Super Bowl campaign on Earth Day back in April. Some environmental groups see DeSantis' environmental policies as a step up from the previous administration's. Frank Jackalone heads the Florida chapter of the Sierra Club.
You just couldn't go anywhere but up with Rick Scott.
Under former governor and now U.S. Senator Rick Scott, staffers couldn't use the words climate change. Governor DeSantis appointed Florida's first chief science officer and chief resilience officer. He's also proposed more than $600 million for Everglades restoration and water quality projects.
When you look at DeSantis's record, the two places where he's making some progress are on water quality and Everglades.
Jackalone's group was not involved with the Super Bowl. He says the game can be a platform, though, and he wants organizations like the Everglades Foundation to go further in their messaging, specifically about fighting the causes of climate change.
In some ways, we're misleading the public by not talking about the bigger crises that are facing South Florida. The biggest one of all is climate change and sea level rise.
According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, global sea level is likely to rise at least a foot by the end of the century. Jackalone says in another 50 years, Miami might not be able to host a Super Bowl.
That's how fast it's going to take for the sea level rise to make life really bad in Miami.
The Super Bowl will be back in Florida next year, this time in Tampa. I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.